El Paso Mission Trail Association presents Danzas Españolas, a night of flamenco music and dance, zarzuela arias, poetry, and sangria, today at 4 p.m. at La Cueva Theater at 10180 Socorro Road. Today, my guest is Nina Gomez, director of Danzas Españolas. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
Nina, it's so exciting to meet you.
Likewise.
I wanted to know who the flamenco lady was. It's you.
See, it's me.
You've been at this for a while.
Oh, well, next year, I think, is my 35th anniversary, and we're hopefully in the 2019, we're going to have a big blowout, so I'll make sure you're invited.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, another fun fact that I learned from you, you know,
okay.
I
sure.
live in Central El Paso, and I drive by your building. You've got that cool Studio Metropolis. That's you?
I do. It's called, the Dancing Gallery, Studio Metropolis, and Danzas Españolas is all housed there. And we also have other forms of dance, and then we also use it as a showcase for small performances.
Now, what about somebody that is interested in taking dance classes or just kind of...
Oh, absolutely. Curious? I do all the flamenco classes. I have a girl named Tiffany Malinado is helping me out with ballet. We just started Zumba about 3 weeks ago on Sundays. And then another gal helps me out with the Middle Eastern dancing, Sandra Madrano. So it's very diverse.
And for you, what is it about flamenco? I mean, you've been doing it for a long
time. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Young kid, Roswell, New Mexico, is where I hail from. And my dance teacher was taught by my mother. So it's a tradition in our family. And I saw her. My mother took me there for classes, and I started studying with her. And I was struck by lightning. And I said, this is it. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
So what do you feel when you're dancing flamenco?
Oh,
what goes through your body?
It's electric. And the nice thing about it is that you're dancing what you've lived.
Yes.
And so that's why as you get older, you have more to say.
That's when you're stomping even harder.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's beautiful to see young children dance and everything, but really flamenco and Spanish dance is the dance of life experiences. And so really you're better dancers, and we have longer dance lives than our ballet twins or you know,
comrades,
thank you. That's the word I was looking for. You know, because we are able to dance well into our 70s and, you know, even 80s, you know, and we're dancing about life and love lost or love gained or, you know, and if you're still a young kid, you haven't experienced a lot of those things. So
when you're young, you're stomping, you're doing the movements. But
yeah,
you're not
feeling it, you know, because you haven't lived it. So that's the nice thing about Spanish dance is that you're living the emotions that you've encountered so far up to that point.
So would you say you're better now than you were when
you
started?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've, you know, gone through a lot, and I really feel now that when I get on stage, I still perform once in a blue moon. I'm really able to give my all to it because I've already had a lot of experiences. So that's a fulfilling journey for me.
Now, tell us about Danzas Españolas.
Yes.
I know we have the program going on tonight at the Mission Trail. How did you hook up with those folks?
It had been a number of years, and they were trying to produce the reenactment, the Thanksgiving 1598 reenactment, and they had asked me to come in and produce some of the Spanish dancing pieces. And then throughout the years, I became a member of Mission Trails and continued to work with them. And in the last couple of years, they moved from the San Elosario location to Socorro. And I tell you, the lid just blew off. We've really gotten a lot of support in Socorro from the people there, and it's just really started to come about. We have the beautiful refurbished La Cueva Theater.
How gorgeous.
And it's
that
neat. It's an old hacienda, about 150 years old. They restored it. That was Norma and Pierre Hernandez. They bought the property and restored this building, two buildings actually, the hacienda aspect of it. They call it Casa Apodaca. And then the theater itself, which was a mercantile. And it holds 150 people, and it's got the most gorgeous acoustics because all the walls are like 3 feet thick. It's fabulous. And so we did one season last year, and this is our second season. So we're hoping to build up and bring a culture and arts to Socorro, because I think the area has been deprived or not, you know.
But you feel it.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
And absolutely.
People like the woman and Pierre that you
Norma and Pierre's the husband, yes, the Hernandez family. They've got in there and really restored a lot of buildings and gotten them marked as landmarks. And they've restored them in the proper limestone.
Right, absolutely.
And so, you know, it's really nice to be able to be in that kind of building and go through the motions. And, the, like I said, the acoustics for flamenco are fabulous there. So,
and you're talking about performing in a historic place, and you're getting your history out
as you're doing it. And then I feel like also, too, we're serving the people in Socorro and also then the people from El Paso that do come all the way out, you know, to that area. And I always put my plug in. All my dancers, my musicians, and the singers and poets are all from either Juarez or El Paso.
We don't have to bring anybody in.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think we need to promote our own.
And so I'm very proud that we do that. And I mean, we have a poet, we have a pianist, a singer, a guitarist. Gosh, I have about 6 or 7 dancers.
Now, how do you find these people? You're the magnet.
Wow. A lot of us go back. Way back when, Ruben Gutierrez was a professor here, taught in the music department. His wife, Monica Gutierrez, studied with Hugh Carden. I mean, we all did the zarzuelas together back in the day when UTEP used to sponsor the zarzuelas, you know?
Really?
Yes. I mean, we all go way back. Mr. Triana, my dance teacher, coached Ruben on how to play the piano for Spanish dancers.
That's so crazy.
We've known each other way back when. I mean, connected like almost 35 years ago with Ruben. When I met him, he was a freshman in college.
Oh my gosh. So what's it like to dance with somebody? Because the connection is there. Are you able to feel kind of what the other is going to do?
Oh, absolutely. We can read each other. It's just wonderful. And then just also our growth, you know, that to have known each other all when we were so young and, going to college and stuff like that. I was just building the company. And we've all, just been through the trenches together. And to see the other artists grow in their own way and myself also. So what we kind of got, we were doing a lot of things for a long time at the Scottish Rite. Mm-hmm. And the funding ran out. And, of course, the arts are always the first to get cut.
It's a hard route.
Yeah.
So kudos to you.
So, we didn't do anything for almost 10 years.
Really?
And that's why we call it El Retorno al Hogar. Excuse my Spanish. But because what happened, we hadn't seen each other in a while. And I said, hey, you guys, I found this neat place in Socorro. Let's start doing stuff again. So I called them all up. And so we have about 8 people returning that had not been, Ruben and Monica hadn't been with me in over 10 years. I had about 3 or 4 of my advanced dancers that started with me in 1990, and they've come back. The poet, this is an interesting story. She wasn't a returning member, but she was a gal that did poetry and studied flamenco when she was a kid, and then she left it all for 25 years. And then finally when she empty nested, she said, that's it, I'm going back to my love. And so she's already done 1 season with us, and she... she'll be dancing in the show. Her name is Naomi Salcedo, and she'll also be dancing a little bit with us, but she's a fantastic poet. She was actually, in high school, the national champion of Mexico.
Really?
For recitation. Yeah. So, I mean...
It must be mind-blowing
to be there. It is. Very neat cast that we have that are going to be performing tonight. So, or actually, I shouldn't say tonight. It's in the afternoon at 4. We have a reception at 4. So you get the sangria and appetizers, and you can buy your tickets there. And then after about 30 minutes, we start at 4:30 tonight, this afternoon. I keep saying tonight because I'm so used to having performances in the evening. Yes, but the Mission Trails likes to do it in the afternoon. And I think also because of the drive, they thought, well.
Gives people enough time to get there
absolutely,
and to leave. And
traffic and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, 4 o'clock. And then the show starts at 4:30.
Now, do you do this program anywhere else other than at the Mission Trail?
We've been asked by them right now to do twice a year. So we do 1 in February. Our next one will be October the 20th, a fundraiser for Mission Trails. And then in June, at my recital, I perform a lot of the pieces because we get them ready.
You got to work out the kinks.
Yeah. So we use my recital. And luckily this year, it's at the Fox Fine Arts.
Oh, how through fun.
Steve,
so you'll be back to UTEP.
Steve had helped us out with that. And also, too, I'm sort of on the faculty. I'm a guest teacher with Lisa Smith. She got a Hispanic dance course started here at UTEP. And she's hired me to come in and do a Hispanic dance a semester, and I've already done two, and it's we're funded through the Chicano Studies.
How exciting is that?
That's great because it was long overdue.
And do you get students in that program that aren't necessarily dance students but just want to do the curriculum?
Absolutely, and Lisa is an interesting teacher because she's, you know, everybody thinks they're going to go in there and watch movies about Spanish dance and stuff like that.
No.
And so she does one day of lecture and film and all of that history, and then the second day she does a day of dance. And so we teach them a very basic sevillanas and a very basic bolerias, and then she's really hardcore. She makes them perform it in May. So, and the students have really enjoyed it.
How cool.
Yeah. So lots of good things happening, and I'm just glad with my partnership with UTEP through Lisa and through Steve, and then also now with Mission Trails. And then, of course, I do have my recitals, and they're always free to the public. It'll be the 30th of June here, the Fox Fine Arts, and it's free to the public. And that's in the evening. That's at 7.
So you can say
yeah. Change. Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Now, Nina, I ask this question to a lot of artists that come through here. What advice would you give to somebody that wants to, that is in El Paso, that wants to have a career, a life as a dancer?
Oh, man. What is it? How do you get to Carnegie Hall? practice. But also, gosh, there's another great quote I just saw recently about persevere. And I think Count Basie said that. That's a lot of it. It's just the sheer tenacity. And you almost will things through. But if you have to do what you love. And I'm fortunate. I get up and put my tights on every day and go into the studio, and I'm doing what I love. So I do tell dancers, do study. And take ballet, you know, because even though you're not going to, it's the basis, it'll get your body ready, you know, for what you're going to ask of it.
And then you can flamenco into your 70s
and
80s.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Well, how great to have you here.
Oh, no, thank you. It's
so
great to meet you.
Yes, good
finally,
to meet you,
yes.
Too. So today my guest has been Nina Gomez. She is the director of Danzas Españolas. They are performing today at the Mission Trail. They're at the theater called La Cueva at 10180 Socorro Road. If you get there at 4 o'clock, you get some sangria. If you get there at 4:30, you get a party. If you get there right on time, you get all of it.
All of it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Nina, for coming to
State of the Arts. It was great being here. Thank you so much for having me.